was real. Like, a lot of it was real. But mixed in there was a lot of just confusion and disinformation. And at the end of the day, the message of, you know, sit back and relax, like, trust the plan, right? Trust the plan. That was such a poisonous message for Trump supporters to hear, and continues to be a poisonous message for Trump supporters to hear. So it's not that everything Q said is BS. That's not how psyops work, right? For a psyop to work, it has to be some measure of truth, but the thing that you really care about is embedded in there and distracts people through it. What is something that Q said or exposed or posted that made you think it's real, or that was something that you hadn't heard somewhere else?
Well, you know, the thing that one of the very first posts was talking about Hillary being in chains and being going away. That was on my wedding anniversary. I believe that was like October 28th. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that kind of, to me, was God's way of saying, you know, look at this. This is like one of the very, very first posts that came out. And it's like so close to my wedding anniversary, and it kind of just rung bells, you know? And, you know, I'd love to see her pay for her crimes. I want to see justice, you know? Because you and I can't get away with nothing, you know? So that's why we follow the law. But it needs to be the law of the republic. We need to bring the republic back together. We need to stand up together, and we need to get those J6ers out, because yeah, those poor people have been in jail for how long?
Too long. Yeah. And just barely barely a drop in the bucket compared to how long they have to stay, 18, 19, 20 years in prison for unspoken conspiracy for events that happened a mile away from where they even were at the time. That absolutely needs to be a priority. I guess it's a double-edged sword, because obviously QAnon woke a lot of people up, but like, to what end? You know, did they wake up in a real way that was, you know, powerful and inspired them to build something, or was it just, you know, to solve riddles on the internet? I don't know. I think InfoWars and the message that Alex Jones has pushed. I mean, this is the division, right? It's trust the plan versus you are the resistance. All right, I'm on the you are the resistance side, and that's what the establishment fears. There's a reason they're going after Alex Jones for a variety of reasons, but I think primarily what's behind it is the fact that Alex Jones would go out in the street, would hold protest, would use his bullhorn, own Schroyer, leading protests, leading the Stop the Steal marches. You can talk about stuff all you want if that's all you do. If all you do is spend your time solving riddles in a internet forum, you're not posing a threat to the system, no matter what you're revealing, no matter who you're talking to. When you put that knowledge into action, when you go out and tell your neighbors about what's going on in a way that doesn't make you seem crazy, because that's the other thing about QAnon is, like, they might tell you about Jeffrey Epstein and pedophile rings, but then when they're saying that, you know, then they take it too far, and then suddenly, you know, people that might even be open to that message are going, that whole thing sounds crazy. Everything you just said sounds crazy because you took it too far. Now you're talking about, actually, Hillary Clinton is in prison and she's in Guantanamo Bay, and they're like, but there she is on TV. And it's like, okay, now the whole thing is disqualified most reasonable, decent people will not even give the time to look into it. So you have to be careful how revelation happens. And again, it's not just because I work at InfoWars. I've known it for years before I ever worked at InfoWars. InfoWars is the right paradigm. It is the right way to approach the challenges of globalism and the destruction of the United States. It's people being active. It's people being Christian, people being thoughtful about how they do this, not going down the you know, path that they want you to go down towards, you know, QAnon listlessness, or towards like Nazi white supremacist race hate. Like, you just avoid all of the obvious pitfalls and traps that they set for you. You just continue on dead ahead, full steam, towards liberty, freedom, founding fathers, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Christianity. If you just focus on that and you put it in action, you embody it in your life, and you speak out confidently, that is the solution. You are the resistance. And it's just a thrill to be a part of it. Thank you for the call, Anthony. Let's go to John in Kansas now. John in Kansas, you're on the air about our fellow liberal citizens. Go ahead.
Yes. The MSM has always been the USSM or the SSM, the smokescreen media or the untrue smokescreen media. And the liberals are always accusing the conservatives of things they're doing or have done. And they know a lot about things that don't exist.
Yeah, like what do we do about this, John? I mean, because every time you turn on the TV, they're saying right wingers are in a cult. They are disconnected with reality, and then they're sitting there telling you that you know the economy is amazing and the migrant crisis is Trump's fault. And it's like, what do we do here, John? I mean, what do you do when the lies are so blatant, so baseless, so crazy, and then they're talking about, you know, getting rid of you for misinformation on the internet? I mean, what do we do here, John?
We dox the prisons of the J6 prisoners.
What about them?
And we protest on the prisons that have the J6ers in them.
Oh, protest there. Okay. Yeah, we got to protest. We got to express our First Amendment. We can't, you know, just let this go quietly. But it's like every, you know, there will be between now and January, there will be another January 6th. There'll be another event. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it'll be in the Capitol. I don't know if it'll be in Washington, D.C. I don't know if it'll be a nationwide thing. But there'll be another one. They'll do another round of roundups. They'll do another shock and awe campaign where they're arresting prominent right-wing conservative influencers because they're right-wing conservative influencers. So what do we do? What do we do this time? I mean, it's almost like you can't go back in time, right? We can't travel back and go, man, at that point we had an opportunity and we didn't take it. We can't do that. So what do we do instead? We try to imagine, right? You try to imagine 4 years from now, if things, you know, go terribly. If 4 years from now we could look back, what would we be doing now? Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I can't even say it. It's just imagine if we hadn't spent the last 4 years being continuously invaded by a relentless stream of millions upon millions of migrants. Just imagine if January 6th had been the thing that they said it was. Like what, if you go back to January 6th, 2021, what would you do differently, right? Would you not protest? I don't know. I can't even say it. I can't say it. What I'll say is that may have been it. That may have been the last option. That may have been the last opportunity we had. Unless we choose to not take it anymore. Unless we make a choice. Be right back. I'll try to figure out how to say this.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
In the early 1900s, certain companies